Hi, this is John Maletz, and who's on the phone?
This is Jack O'Neill. I'm the product marketing manager here at LSI.
Oh, terrific. Well, I thought today we could talk a little bit about one of your products, because I was surfing the net, and I saw that LSI has just released a new processor. Is that the device that you're working on?
John, you must have seen the APP 3300 press release. I'm really excited about the 3300. It's our new sixth generation processor, and it really raises the bar for integrated packet processing in the wireless access and broadband access solutions. What's really compelling about the 3300 is LSI has taken its core competencies in flexible packet processing and carrier-grade traffic management and added a best-in-class security processor and a powerful dual-core embedded control and services processor in the complete system on a chip, or SoC.
Terrific. Well, you know, I'm aware that LSI has been a major player in the networking and packet processing market for a good long time. Why is this product being delivered now? I thought LSI had the market covered with its existing portfolio.
You know, John, I can see why you think that. LSI has been a major force in network processors, and we've consistently been ranked in the top three suppliers of this technology by analysts that track this segment. And, you know, along with our framers and our mappers and DSPs, it would really seem that we have the networking equipment market pretty well covered. But the market has really been changing dramatically over the last several years, and demand for subscriber bandwidth is exploding, and service providers need to continue to offer new services to replace these declining voice revenues. You know, for example, you might have seen in your mail, you know, advertisements for broadcast video and voice over IP, as well as higher DSL broadband connections.
Oh yeah, I get those every week. In fact, my cell phone service provider has an offer for a new web and video enabled phone. Now, it says I can get video clips and download music and those kinds of things.
Oh, you should really be checking out what your kids are doing on IM with multiplayer video games. Now, all of these services are really driving network equipment providers to push intelligence and carrier-grade traffic management to the edge of their networks, and to support the delivery of these services, and to provide an acceptable level of quality of experience for the users. Our existing products Our existing products have really been deployed in the network build-out up to now, but going forward, we really see a new class of equipment that needs devices just like the 3300 to enable the traffic management and intelligence right at the edge of the network.
Well, you know, that all sounds great, Jack, but clearly LSI's competitors must be seeing and responding to these trends too. Do you think LSI can win in this market?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the key attributes required, you know, for this market are carrier-grade traffic management for new services and security to protect the network. You really can't, you know, read anything about networking today without coming across the need to protect the network and the user from security threats. And also, you know, for these services, we're only seeing the beginning. There's a tremendous need in the next generation of equipment for the flexibility to implement new and evolving services and service delivery requirements. Also, we're also seeing service providers pushing intelligence right to the edge of the network, and this is driving the need for processing to support control and network management, you know, subscriber access and management, and performance monitoring of these delivered services. When I look at the products on the market, they all have some of the attributes, but only the 3300 has them all in a single solution. Flexible packet processing, deterministic performance, carrier-grade traffic management, high-performance security, powerful embedded control and service processors, and the application software to deliver the complete solution. You bet I think we can win.
Well, I know that LSI's networking business is focused on the edge of the network, and I understand it has identified wireline access as one of LSI's focused markets. But what do you think that will mean to your wireline business?
Well, that's a great question. We've been learning from our wireline customers that the biggest challenge they're facing is delivering these fully featured solutions to support ever-increasing bandwidth and higher-density subscriber line cards. And all the while, they're under continually downward pressure on price. And so we see that the APP 3300 can really enable them in this area by being able to deliver the lowest bomb cost per performance of any solution out there today. I think this will go a long way to making our customers successful.
Well, does the same apply to the wireless access customers?
Well, our wireless access customers have a slightly different challenge. They're experiencing the same demand for these services and increased bandwidth, but they have several generations of equipment with different network backhaul requirements deployed in the field. And it's expensive to develop and deploy wireless access infrastructure equipment, so they're seeking solutions that will support today's legacy ATM-based systems, as well as the migration to ATM IP, all IP, WiMAX, and LTE with a single architecture. And this is where the APP 3300 has the flexibility to really support this kind of migration.
Okay. Well, you know, Jack, I read something about the migration to IO backhaul for wireless infrastructure equipment. I think it's being driven by OPEX cost reduction for the service providers.
That's exactly right. Using this architecture to support the migration to IP backhaul can reduce the backhaul cost for some service providers by up to 80% by some estimates.
Really? Well, how do you think customers are going to respond to the APP 3300?
Oh, customer feedback on this device has been very positive today. And in fact, not only on the device itself, but on LSI's continued investment and commitment to serving the networking equipment market.
Okay, terrific. Well, thanks for talking to me. Appreciate your time, and take care.
Great, John. Thanks for your time. It was great talking with you. Call anytime.
Okay.